Hey guys, I want to remind you before we start this episode, we are now officially on iTunes. If you go on your iPod, your iPad, your iMac, any Apple product, go to Podcasts, search Ready, Set, Eddie, and subscribe. We're also on the web now. So exciting. It's www.readysetteddie.com. Now let's get it going.
Ready? Let's go.
This is Ready, Set, Eddie, a podcast where we ask questions about life and find out what people really think and what it means to them. Thanks for stopping by and joining me on this ride. Hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Hello and welcome to Ready, Set, Eddie. This is episode 4. Glad to be back. Just want to let you guys know that this week's episode was a little bit different. It wasn't as much submission-based. It was just a conversation between me and a good friend of mine, JP. We talked about what is a friend. Let us know what you guys thought at readysetteddie@gmail.com. Or you can head to the website www.readysetteddie.com and write in there. I had a little bit of trouble with the microphones today, seeing as this was my first time using two microphones. So bear with me. I will get it right. Hope you enjoy the episode anyway. Thank you. Okay, and we will get right into it, I think.
Okay.
What do you think? Is that a good idea?
I think that's a good idea. And I also think it's a good idea that I propped this microphone up on the box set of Friends. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that's what they call serendipity.
It's a good movie.
With the, like, dragon guy?
No.
I'm thinking of, like, the old animated movie that they made before you were born.
Is Serendipity the one with John Cusack?
I have no idea. I'm thinking of one where there's, like, a purple dragon.
That's definitely before my time.
Different.
I'm thinking about either it's John Cusack or Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton?
No, Michael
Keaton.
That
rings a bell.
That was Multiplicity.
Right. Okay. I take it back. Whatever.
The good news is you brought up a valid point. You're propped up on a Friends box.
Yeah, and Jennifer Aniston, she hasn't aged a day. She looks great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm going to start this off, and I'm going to just ask you, what is a friend? What's a friend to you?
You know, that's tough, because I've obviously been thinking about this topic, you know, at least on my drive here. Definitely on my drive here, burning up the BQE. But the way to think about it was I just went through my friends in my head, and how they're all so wildly different, and we have a different story for how I met or became friends with, like, everyone, that I'm not even sure how to put it into words. I guess that's why this is a good topic, because it's tough to put into words on this thing where we're just using words, talking.
I think that everyone either has, like, really good friends. I find it amazing when people have, like, categories. Like, these are my really good friends. These are acquaintances. These are people I've known for a while but don't talk to. These are people that I just met. It's so funny. It's like everything is a category, and we're all placed into, like, a group. Maybe Facebook Messenger had it right when they was like, oh, the group messaging, maybe.
But I think that's normal, because I think that you have that in your head anyway, even if you haven't articulated it. Like, we definitely have work friends. Once you leave the building, they just disappear. Everybody has that.
And I think people keep it that way, like, on purpose.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that they have told me, like, I don't hang out with my work friends.
Yeah.
That's something that I don't. But I also think that that has to do with, like, where you work. You know, like, I feel like if you, like, it's hard, say you're, like, a construction worker, and you're, like, you guys are working all day, like, I'm sure one guy's bound to be like, you guys want to go grab a beer, and that's fine, that's cool. Like, I feel like it's a lot easier, like, if you work in an office, to be like, oh, well, I just come in, I just do whatever, and then I just leave, and I don't see these people. Maybe I see them at, like, work events or work functions, but...
Right. I could relate to that, because if I worked in an office, I would have to dress a certain way, and that wouldn't be real, and therefore my time there would not be real, and I wouldn't want to see those people and be reminded of that. The things you do to get a paycheck. Which, yeah. Like, dressing nice is mild compared to the other things you could do. But the phrase, you know, when people say, like, oh, I'm not here to make friends. When people say that in a work environment, it's like, okay, gotcha. I'm going to stay out of your way, because you don't want friends at all.
Absolutely. You've already basically given off the impression, like, I'm not talking to this guy or a girl. Why would I ever ask you to come hang out after work? How many best friends do you have?
I mean, definitely two. I'm going to say two for sure. Like, two for sure. Yeah, I said that. It's weird, because when you were talking about categorization, I felt like, you know, there are people who are like, man, I've got, like, four, five, six, like, best friends, and then that's it. It just drops off. And I feel like I'm kind of in there. Like, I don't know how I have more than 150 Facebook friends. Like, who are those people? I honestly haven't met some of them. That's what's interesting about the concept of a Facebook friend, which I think is a topic of its own. But yeah, definitely have two best friends. And I like to say that I have an East Coast best friend and a West Coast best friend.
Those are the best kind of friends.
I mean, it's good to have.
Coast to coast.
You just never know where you're going to be.
I also have a good friend.
Just one?
Two good friends that live on the West Coast in California. Los Angeles represent.
Do you know them from New York?
I don't, actually. We actually met on a nice website called Chat Roulette. Have you ever heard of
that? Oh my God, yes.
Yes, so I am a very, very average Joe when it comes to Chat Roulette, meaning I don't have my penis out and I'm not like looking for girls to show me their boobs. So I was just on there and I'm just like scrolling through people, and then up came a person who looked just normal like me, like headphones on, hanging out, probably just listening to music and just like bored out of their mind one night. And we just like ended up talking, and I was like, we're gonna be like, let's be friends. Like, I'll just find you on Facebook. And ever since then, we stayed really good friends. It has to be at least 4 years now.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
That's some time.
And we've never met, though.
Mm-hmm.
We've never met. But they know everything about me, and I know, like, what's going on in their life. As much as, like, you want to see your friends every day and stuff like that, I think, like, I'm starting to appreciate more when it's, like, I don't see certain people all the time. Like, if I went to California and I hung out with my friends out there, that would probably be the greatest thing ever, considering we've never met.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about the length of time or like how many times you see that person. I think it's more so, well, you know how they say it's like quality over quantity.
I think that that concept, to me, that correlates to school. Like when I went to elementary school, middle school, high school, like my friends I saw every single day, 5 days a week for the entire day. And you're just like saturated in each other's lives. And yeah, maybe you hang out after school, before school, whatever, on the weekends, and you talk on the phone and all that kind of stuff. And then let's say you're done with school. Maybe you go to college, maybe you don't, but it gets smaller. You have less people that are in your life every single day. So it kind of gets more personalized. You know, you get pickier about who you share your time with. So it does become like a quality thing. Because like when I think of myself in like middle school or something, of course, probably many, many of my classmates just, we're like all friends. Here we all are in the same fishbowl. We're all friends together. And like, I don't talk to any of those people these days. Whereas some of my friends I see on like two holidays a year, literally. Like I haven't seen my West Coast best friend in over a year. Is that true? I think that's true. I'm bad with time, but I'm pretty sure. Okay, let's just say, yeah. Let's just go with a year.
You'll probably get a text message later.
Yeah.
Saying like, you got it all wrong.
No. It was the end of February, last February. Yeah, I think that's like a natural progression of like what friendship means. Like I remember I had this boss who used to talk about how his wife was his best friend. And this is not like, I'm not knocking that whatsoever. But at the time it was such a new concept for me, because this was like in 2001. And I thought, wait, I was like, what? I have all these friends. Like, how do you get down to one person? Like, did you even have friends to begin with? And I had, you know, I was one of three interns in this office, and the other interns, they felt the same way that I did. They thought, how does that happen to a person? Is getting married the end of my life? Is that it? Is there no one? And I remember my boss saying, it just happens naturally. Like, your life gets smaller and certain things become more important, and that's how friendship goes. And we were all like, that's crazy. Whatever, dude, that's crazy. But now that I'm not going to do the math, but some years have gone by, possibly more than a decade, I kind of understand that more. I'm not like there at that point in my life. This person has like several kids, probably five by now. I hope he's not listening. You know, I'm closer to understanding that I'm not there, but I'm way, way, way far away from the person I was then.
Your life is made up of all these minutes and hours and moments, and you choose who is going to be there for those minutes, hours, days, seconds, weeks, months. You choose that. You say to yourself, this is the group of people that I want to spend my time with. Because, you know, you hear that all the time, like, I only have one life to live. Like, I only have, like, you choose. You choose when or how or who is going to be there.
Right. You actually just put into words what I was trying to express. Like, going to school, and even in a work environment, you can't choose those people. Right. You're just stuck with them for whatever reason and whatever time frame. So then when you're on your own, yeah, you can make those choices. So you can narrow it down.
What's so fascinating about human connection is that you can literally be in somebody's presence, and then they could either just, you know, move away, or and they may never think of you again. They'll just never call you, and that like boggles my mind.
Yeah,
like how people can just forget.
Well, how do you know they've forgotten? Although I guess I've forgotten people.
Right.
You know, I went through my Facebook friends. I know I didn't want to talk about Facebook, but I went through my Facebook friends and I thought, okay, so like this person on my friends list, like I know they got married, now they have a baby, I know the baby's name, I know some details,
right.
Whatever, right? But I haven't seen this person. I've never met their wife. I've never met any of these other people in these photos or these the things that are tagged. And I haven't seen this person in like 11 years. Are we even friends? I don't think we're friends. We haven't had any personal communication. But did I forget about them? No, I didn't forget about them. Did I defriend them? Yeah, I totally defriended them. They're gone. They're gone and they're out living their life without me, which they were doing this whole time. And they didn't contact me to say, hey, where'd you go?
Right.
But like they just live in this time in my mind and that's it. It's like the friendship expired. It was just for a limited time and then it's done. And I didn't forget them, although I've definitely forgotten some people, which I can't even tell you about because I forgot them.
Someone had emailed the show. I think they just basically broke it down. They broke down what a friend is to them. And I think when you hear certain people, if you ask somebody like, what's a friend to you? It's like someone I could laugh with, someone I have a good time with, you know, all these things, you know. And I think that's just what you look for in people that you just want to be around.
Yeah.
Like if you ask me what kind of significant other do you want? Someone I could laugh with, someone yeah. I could have a good time, you know, someone who's not gonna lie to me. Like these are things that I think you want just in regular everyday life and your connections that you have with people. But this person wrote and they said that a friend is someone you enjoy the company of and the feeling is mutual. A true friend is one you can pick up where you left off with regardless of time or a change in interest or status. Which I think is relevant to what we were just saying, how they said you could just pick up right where you left off.
Yeah.
And I definitely have friends like that where I don't see for 6 months, a year. We hang out and it's like I was around this whole time. I didn't miss a beat. They fill me in right away and we're back to being, you know, who we were before.
Right. What I like about that definition is the part right after that, which says that it's like that you remain friends even if your interests change or your status changes.
Yeah.
That's kind of like this person that I was just talking about. I'm sorry, their ears are totally ringing now. But like they got married and they started a family and their life went in a different direction. Their interests changed, their status changed, so did mine. So
right.
I'm not sure what we could connect on anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe that was the lifetime of the friendship. It just ended, you know, and maybe like they were a friend and then they weren't, you know. We're like, I think about my best friend, my like a number one best friend, and like we've known each other, I can't even tell you how long, she could maybe from elementary school, and I've been like 47 different people since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, she's been at least a couple. So yeah, we've been friends through like seismic changes.
I've known people who have disappeared once they've gotten a girlfriend or a boyfriend or something like that. And I know a lot of people will knock people like that and say like, oh, well, where were you? Like you had a girlfriend, so you didn't want to be my friend anymore. You don't come around anymore because you got a girlfriend. And I remember I talked to somebody and I asked them, you know, like, do you have friends? Like, can you just call somebody up right now and be like, want to hang out, man? And they'd be like, yeah. And he was like, nah, you know what? I don't really need that many friends. I just have like a few friends and all I really need is like my girlfriend.
I don't know if I have anyone.
Which made me think though, that is that really all we need? Yeah, of course you can't spend all your time with your significant other. I mean, some people can do that.
Yeah.
Some people can't, but I feel like, is that really all you need? Is just that one person who you have everything with? Because with a significant other, you get that friend, the friendship quality, and then you obviously get other qualities as well, you know? You know, in that and being close.
Right.
I feel like you get all of that with it. And so, I don't know, I just think that certain people really just want that. They kind of just want to be with one person where they have everything with.
Right. And that brings to mind something a roommate said to me once, maybe like 8 years ago. It was just a conversation about just that, about friendships and relationships that myself and this roommate were having. And I remember he said to me, that the difference between us was that what he did was he had a handful, if not more, friends around him, and he invested whatever, a certain amount of time or just energy into all of those different people. And he said that the difference was that I chose one person and I gave it all to that one person.
Right.
So that he called me a serial monogamist. And maybe I am, maybe I was, maybe that still stings a little bit. But I totally understood what he meant. And, you know, we were two sides of the same coin, whatever. We were like two extremes, just the opposite extreme. So there's not really like, I don't think that I was doing it the best way. And I don't think that he was either. And I think that if we could meet together today and discuss this, that we would probably agree on that.
Right.
I think it's better to be somewhere in the middle. I think that just has to do with like how well you know yourself, how well you trust yourself, like your sense of security, which is of course different for everyone.
Of course, yeah.
Like that person who's just like, there's nobody I could call right now, who would just be like, yeah, dude, come over. You know, maybe that's fine. Like, he doesn't need that. There's probably someone or more than one person that he could really count on. But in like the day to day, he doesn't need anybody to be like, oh, I was just waiting for you to call. You know, I'm not doing anything. Come over.
Yeah. And I think that that could be said about myself personally. Like, I usually feel like I don't have that. Like, I don't have someone who, like, I could just hit up a group and be like, I'm learning to not think like that, because I do, in reality, I do have that group of people, and I do have friends who I could just be like, hey, like, what are you doing tonight? They'd be like, not much. Like, want to come over? I do have that. I think it's just, that's a personal problem. Like, that's obviously an issue with me being, I don't want to say that I don't appreciate, or I don't see what I have. I think maybe I take it for granted, and I feel like a lot of people who have a lot of friends do that. They take it for granted. They forget about this person because the other one texts them more often than the other. You know, it's everything is so fast now. Everything is so instant now. It's like I literally can tell you what people I haven't spoke to in years are doing every single day, because if I look at Instagram or I look at their Twitter or look at their Facebook, like everything is there. And yeah, you know, I just think that you kind of have to just appreciate what you have. So if you do have that one friend who you know will always be there, you know, don't lean on that you don't have that. You know, like don't try to make it like you don't. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of people tend to kind of try to lead people on the other way.
What do you mean?
I mean that
they want to seem like they're independent of that.
Yes, like they feel like they don't need anybody. Where in reality, they know they have somebody. Like, if they had a problem, if they lost their job, if they got sad or something, they know for a fact, like, hey, I can call, like, for example, I can call Jimmy right now. Like, I got a big promotion. I'm going to tell Jimmy. Jimmy's always been there for me. I don't make him feel like that, but Jimmy's always been there for me. Yeah, I think it's interesting, though. And I think that there's a different coin to it, too, because then you could ask people, like, have you ever had a bad friend? And I guarantee you, if I had asked that question, I probably would have got a million submissions, because there's but it would just be like, I had this friend one time and he like want to hang out with me like one weekend, or like, and that's fine. Like, you want to be mad at your friends, but that's not what my point would be. My point would be like, did somebody really do something like really messed up to you?
I think I am that. I was that person. I think
you did
like
something.
Like, if I think, okay, have I ever had a bad friend? It just kind of points back to me. I feel like if there was a bad friend in the friendship equation that I was involved in, then it was me. Like, I was the bad friend.
Right.
Because I'm the person who, like, calls you 2 weeks later, you know, shows up when you're saying I do, or even after that, sends you a birthday present 3 years later, or never, you know, sees that you had a baby, and then defriends you on Facebook. That's the kind of friend I am.
You sound like a good friend. You sound like the type of friend that I've always wanted.
Well, good. I'm glad we're friends then.
No, but can it really be considered you being as bad as, like, say, the people you've described? Meaning, like, certain people have moved on with their life and haven't missed a beat and haven't asked you, what are you up to? Sometimes, like, I always complain about, like, why doesn't anybody ever just be like, hey, how are you? Like, I'd love to get, like, a text like that once in a while from somebody who, like, means...
I sent one of those today. I just want to say that. I sent one of those. Not to you, but to someone else.
I would have said, you know, like, sometimes I don't need to be with you. I don't need to hang out with you every day. But it's nice to be like, how are you? What's new? Like, nobody asks that anymore.
Yeah, people are, instead of saying like, how are you? What's new? It's like, hey, did you hear that new Kendrick Lamar song? Like, that's it. I feel like that's how we like connect. That's right. How you're like, did you look at the internet today? Because I looked at the internet today and this is what I saw. Did you see that? Okay, you must be doing good. I'm doing good. Cheers. Like,
I literally used to have friends who I did certain things with. Like, for example, I only had a friend that we only went out drinking. Like, we would only just go out to a bar and drink, and that was it.
Yeah.
Or I had another friend who I would talk about a certain show with. So it's like, we would never meet up or hang out and talk about it, but we'd, like, message each other and be like, did you watch this week? Like, that was crazy. And then it's like, all right. But you don't say, like, I'll talk to you next week, but that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, there's someone at work who's, like, my HBO friend, and, like, we haven't caught up in a long time. And I thought about this person yesterday when I was catching up on my HBO, and I was like, man, I need to catch up on my HBO to catch up with this person on their HBO so we can catch up together about HBO. I feel like all of these like diversions are really getting into the question of like, what is a friend? Now I'm wondering if I have any friends.
I don't know. Maybe nobody has friends.
Maybe it's like colors. It's like colors.
That's it.
Like this microphone is orange, right? It's totally orange. Okay, so you agree on that. But you could have disagreed.
Or I could have said, no, that's blue.
Well, it could be blue to you, but it's orange to me.
Right.
Whatever, you know, like that whole thing, that whole like quandary. That's like what the friendship question is.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way I feel about my friends, do they feel that way about me? Whew. Who knows?
That was crazy.
That was really crazy. It was like in the middle.
I think we summed it up best when we say that being a friend is just somebody to watch HBO with and catch up later that night.
Okay, you know what? I've got some great friends. If like coast to coast or like city to city discussions of HBO shows, I'm not going to mention them, but you guys know which one the good ones are. Not the friends, the shows. You know, there are certain friends where I'm like, hey, it's not even like, did you watch this episode of this on this date? It's like, did you see the Doris episode? Did you get a load of that? Did you see that? And like, this person just knows. And now I'm like, kind of like name dropping. I'm being intentionally vague.
What's your favorite HBO show?
Okay, so my favorite HBO show right now is, you know, I'm really into Togetherness.
That's really good.
It's really good.
The Duplass brothers?
Yeah. The last like two episodes were awesome. And that's, you know what I like about that show? The friendship, holy cow, just coming full circle.
Everything
with this.
Everything is just coming.
Oh my gosh. But like the two, oh my God, what are their names? The two like main male characters,
sure,
and their friendship. Because mm-hmm. It starts off with this established friendship. Like they know each other from somewhere. They're in LA, but this one guy's from Detroit. I don't know how that happened. And it just builds on that. Yeah, like there's something. Do you watch that?
I wanted to catch it. I saw the billboard. I'm a fan of their work, the Duplass brothers.
I think they're up to like episode 7 or 8 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so funny how things just move so fast. I thought like that show just started. I'm like, there's no way. They're only on episode 3. I can catch up.
No, the season started at the beginning of January. Right. And you know what? The other show that I watch is Girls. And that show's supposed to be about friendship. Like, okay, that's my interpretation. That show is about friendship. There are these four girls, as in the title, girls, and they're friends. And these are their like things that happen in their lives. Okay, but none of them are really friends. They would not, if they were real people, they wouldn't like each other. I don't even like them. I don't like any of the girls on Girls, and I like the male characters better. And the two male characters who are the main ones, they start off being introduced as like pretty good friends, and now they hardly ever interact, but somehow still seem better friends than all of the female characters on that show. If you watch the show, you guys know what I'm talking about.
So, Togetherness.
Togetherness
girls,
is favorite, about friendship. Girls about friends that hate each other.
My favorite HBO show, I like True Detective.
Oh my God, I thought about True Detective today.
Which, if you haven't seen True Detective, I feel like...
Just stop.
Why are we not working for HBO right now? We are clearly...
I know.
This is crazy advertising. They're making money off this, and we are making none.
So far. Also, I just have to give a shout out to Looking. Looking is a great show.
I heard about it.
It's a great show. I love Richie. That's all I'm going to say.
So this has been good. We have discussed what friendship is, what friends are. We have a giant infomercial for HBO.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. If anybody who listens to the show works at HBO,
yep,
love to get some money off that, man.
I'll take a t-shirt.
Anything. Give me something.
A pencil. A pencil that says, like, True Detective. You can even be, like, no eraser. That's fine.
I want something that has HBO on it so I can show it off.
Yeah. I'm going to, like, Instagram a picture of the package when it comes in the mail, even if there's nothing inside of it.
So we're expecting something.
Tag HBO.
I can't believe I didn't do this yet. If you guys haven't heard.
Oh, yeah.
We are actually officially on iTunes now. So on your podcast app, on your iPhone or your iPad or your iMac, whatever, you go to podcast, you hit search, Ready, Set, Eddie, subscribe. I have a website now, too.
I subscribed.
ReadySetEddie.com. Twitter is ReadySetEddie as well. If you want to like us on Facebook, it's ReadySetEddie. Just search. This has been good. I hope that I will be joined many more times by my good friend, JP, and we will talk about a lot of other things. Do you want any shout-out here, any social media? Nothing?
I don't have any social media.
I like it.
I'm on Facebook, guys, but if you probably figured that out from all the Facebook talk that I just did. That's it. So, thanks, friends.
Thank you.